And 12 former FDA commissioners came out saying they're deeply concerned about what is happening. That memo that made clear the changes that are happening within the FDA from Dr. Prasad was obtained by CBS, and it claimed that career FDA staff are making changes in part because they found at least 10 children have died after and because of receiving the COVID vaccine, referred to it as a profound revelation, and said and asked, did it kill more healthy kids than it saved? The administration to date has not backed up information to back up these claims, but what questions do you have for the FDA commissioner? Because they're arguing they're doing this to help people.
Yeah, look, well, first of all, one thing doesn't flow from the next. So the idea, if in fact they found cases where the COVID vaccine was linked to tragic deaths, it doesn't then follow that you make these policy changes. In fact, the policy changes wouldn't address what their concerns are related to the COVID vaccine itself. These are, every case needs to be carefully adjudicated. It's tragic to see any suspected case that could be linked to a vaccine. And these were looked at previously by the FDA, and I don't believe that the new FDA had access to the case level data. Analysis of cases, individual cases that get filed with the agency where there is a death in proximity to vaccination, and some of these are filed by the manufacturers themselves, are very subjective and require the goodwill of the people involved in that. And so I think that they should make that analysis public so it could be scrutinized and people can get comfort in it. They've already backed away from the 10. There's reporting from endpoints that now they're saying it's 8 or 9. So they're already backing away from it.
Okay. And HHS said they will eventually make that data public. We'll look for it when it comes out. Dr. Gottlieb, thank you for your analysis today.